he's no match fit, but he's going to be in the squad because he's a big character. He's somebody that we've missed in the dressing room, and asked him to come in the dressing room before the Nottingham Forest game because I think it's important that you've got guys like that running about the place. And no, I'm happy to have Ricardo back, but again, so's Bish and Big Aussie's back as well, so I go back myself. There's a lot of competition, which is exciting for me, but also it gives me a headache. But listen, I'm not scared to make decisions, and I'll try and put out the team that I feel's going to win the game.
You hinted a week ago that you might feature last weekend, and you said to us after the game that there's a problem with your ankle still. How is that?
It's fine. I made the decision early last week that I wasn't going to play, so I just kept yous hanging. But as I say, I had time to spend with them. They know what formation I wanted to play. They knew their jobs because I spent time with them. And this is the same again against Ipswich. They know what's expected of them.
I'm sure you're bored of answering the question, but any further developments with you this week with regards to a long-term thing here?
No. No.
And Ipswich Town this week, know much about McCarthy? Come across him? I guess you have in your playing career.
I've came across him quite a few times. One thing about his teams, are always well organised, and they've got good players. I've watched them three times this week on video, so it's going to be a tough game. They're on a good run. They've got a good squad, they've got good players, so I know it's going to be difficult, but listen, we've got a good squad and good players, so we've gone there to win the game, simple as that. I made an early decision even before I got the job, when I was doing my coaching stuff, and obviously been right into my football. I think that's the way ahead. I would rather go and have a go at them, and then if you get beat, I can look myself in the mirror and say at least I had a go. We need to get a win under our belt. It's been going on too long now, but I can see it coming. I'm positive. I see it. I see the boys every day in training, and things are going well.
Is he a type of manager, someone like yourself starting in management, is he someone you can kind of look up to and admire because of his record?
No, I admire a lot of managers, but I've got my own way of doing things. As I say, I've got plenty of people that I can pick up the phone to if need be, but I've got a philosophy that I want to go ahead with, and I believe if I've got time, it'll work.
Have you needed to pick up that phone and get a little bit of advice from other people since taking over or not?
I've spoken to a few people, they've phoned me up, but they know what type of person I'm. I know I'm pretty strong-minded, I know what I want, and again, I've put that into the training sessions, and the players have responded, so I can't ask for any more.
Do you feel you're kind of growing into the role even more so as the weeks and the games progress?
Well, probably the last couple of years I've been thinking more ahead of doing this sort of thing, so it's been in the back of my mind when we're obviously doing completing my badges and whatever, so that was my next step, which came sooner or later I expected. But listen, I'm loving it. I'm loving getting out of the training ground. I'm loving the response I'm getting for the boys. And I'm hoping the boys will say the same thing. They're enjoying training. But I can see them. They've got a smile on their face, which is an important thing for me.
It's a long trip down, isn't it? Do you go down on Friday, stay overnight, that type of thing?
I was flying.
Oh, very nice.
No, I'm only kidding. No, it's a long journey. So it's 5 hours, 5.5 hours. But we'll train a bit earlier and make sure we get down there in plenty of time.